Aye, it's cross country season again, as you say, Patrick, and the usual story, people are getting their act together and bringing their athletes back after the track and field season that's just completed. And, you know, just to explain that athletics is really about three different seasons within the 12 months. You know, this time of the year, we regard this as the new season, and it kicks off with cross country now. And then, of course, after Christmas, it tends to be more indoor athletics. And then, of course, after around about April or so, then we have the outdoor season, the track and field season. So that's the breakup of an athletic season. So right now it's getting back, clubs getting their athletes back together, and it really, really kicks in this week and the Finn Valley Centre is going to be seriously busy, because Tuesday we've got going on there, we've got the primary schools athletics, and that's always been 18 years that's been running, and it's been a big, big success over the years, so we expect the same again. And then on Wednesday, secondary schools get their opportunity, and a lot of the schools from the northwest, Derry, Tyrone, Donegal and so on, they get involved there, and it's a good relaxed opportunity for people and schools and PE teachers and so on to get involved, and that's built very strongly. And then next Sunday, this day week, we've got a new event, the Champions Cup, it's called. It caters for under 9s, 10s, 11s, 12s, 14s, 16s and so on. And it's kind of just a fun event, and it's an opportunity, no pressure before the Donegal Championship season starts. And then again, the other explanation I have to give you is that Donegal happens. You know, people the following weekend, they head to Carndonagh, up north to Carndonagh, to the GA grounds there, which is a good old venue. And then we're in Mullaghcleich the week after that. So it's all about Donegal then, and then it moves on to Ulster and so on, so on. So look, it's up and running, and for those that are involved cross country, they're out and doing their training in the forest and in the roads and in the fields around Donegal right now. So that's what's going on at the moment, Patrick.
And Patsy, yesterday I do believe the Donegal Thrower squad had a coaching course at Finn Valley for some of the best young athletes in the county.
They did indeed, and that was a good success, and the day was absolutely beautiful, and that's always a big plus, you know, because a lot of them were working outdoors. And there were two things going on yesterday. There was that throw squad at Finn Valley Centre yesterday, and a couple of really top end coaches came from the national coaching grouping. Sean Egan, the former Olympian, a hammer thrower, he was there doing the hammer, and then we had David Sweeney, who normally leads discus and shot, and he shot. He was there doing discus, and John Kelly, who and is, you know, not this time round, but last year won the national senior shot put championship. Donegal man himself, of course. The young John Kelly, has to think from the dad. He was there doing the shot, and very, very well he did as a coach in this capacity yesterday. And we had Pat Scanlon from came up from Waterford to do javelin. So it was good. There were coaches there from the various clubs. There was good other young athletes there, some of them very talented and great talent. And if they, you know, have got anything out of it, that's positive. And then we had an officials course as well, but 15 or 16 people from around the county did an officials course. So look, it was a good day, and it all went very well. And you know, it's a difficult time, you know, Patrick, for athletes like throwers, and indeed for sprinters, because their competition season doesn't really kick until after Christmas. So, you know, keeping them busy and keeping them motivated is the big trick right now.
And looking at this time of the season, what type of activities do runners do and throwers to keep in shape, Patsy?
Well, throwers, well, let's get started with throwers. Throwers, you know, at this time they come back and start doing their drills, and some, depending on their age, you know, they would get into obviously getting fit. Everybody's got to get fit. Everybody's got to come along, and, you know, there's going to have to be a period of getting fit and getting some baseline down, whether they're throwers, jumpers, whatever they may be, getting stretched out, getting their head right, getting into the routines of training, and they all need to do that in different respects. Throwers, you know, some of them will do weights, some of them will do a lot of bounding, some of them will do that kind of stuff, and in addition to staying fit, and then throw and get technically better, and if they're lucky, try and find a place indoors to throw, and then you've got the jumpers, and they just need to work on what they do is legs, you know, arms getting strong, staying fit, flexibility, all of that. And I'm talking generally, obviously, and that's what happens. And then sprinters, well, they've got to get fit, get into the shape and do stuff like hill work and longer speed stuff at this time of the year, and then it'll change as the season gets near. So, look, it's everything's relative to where they're at, where they want to go and what they want to do, and depends on what their, and their age is relevant as well, obviously. And indeed, you know, I would always have been of the opinion that for those couple of weeks from the cross country starts, if you know, a lot of these kids should just do you know, run around the cross country for a day or two, just only to stay as part of the club group and be part of the whole thing, and then in addition to what they're doing. So look, it's with no pressure. So there's it depends on what approach clubs take, but in general, that's what happens, Pádraig, and it's all about just keeping them involved and keeping them motivated.